September 3rd, 2015. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I tell you, it is pride that shores up the soul against recognizing the truth and having a true conviction of heart. Perhaps the person is very popular or important in the eyes of others. Satan has him convinced, then, that he is above wrongdoing. Perhaps he has a religious vocation, but is using it to fulfill his own ambitions, not towards the welfare of others. This is why every soul needs to invest in a nightly examination of conscience. His prayers must be to recognize and accept the state of his soul in the light of holy love, which is always the truth. The soul that takes his own effort towards his own salvation seriously will commit to this. Once again, I caution every heart to realize it is not what people believe about you, but what I see in your heart that matters. A note is given to read Psalm 119, 1 through 16. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded thy precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping thy statutes! Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all thy commandments. I will praise thee with an upright heart, when I learn thy righteous ordinances. I will observe thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to thy word. With my whole heart I seek thee. Let me not wander from thy commandments. I have laid up thy word in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed be thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips I declare all the ordinances of thy mouth. In the way of thy testimonies I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on thy precepts, and fix my eyes on thy ways. I will delight in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.